Hey, it's a Tuesday afternoon, time for our weekly update from the folks at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. That's based in Warren, Minnesota. And a special guest joins me. His name is Tim Pierce. And good afternoon, Tim. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Hello.
Now, you're on the air with me talking about a very important week coming up involving music and learning and residency. Now, what are you involved with? What group of music are you involved with?
Well, I'm the manager of a Mongolian music group from northern China, and they're 9 musicians, and we're in town this week doing workshops at schools around the area. So those can be from elementary to students through to high school students, and we'll be having a concert at Lincoln High School on Saturday.
This coming Saturday. Now, this group is known as, I hope I'm right on this pronunciation, Anda Union?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Anda Union. And you mentioned they're from northern China, from Inner Mongolia. How did they come to arrive in the U.S.? Is this their first trip?
No, this is our 7th tour of the U.S. And we're here, this time we're here, it's there's a program, an amazing program, which is organized by an arts organization called Arts Midwest. And basically, you travel all 9 states in the Midwest, and you are our final state of 9 states. We were here last fall doing the first 4. So, yeah, it's our 7th trip here, so we know America well.
And you arrived in Thief River Falls on Sunday, March 12th, and again, as you mentioned, you're conducting some school residencies in both Thief River and in Warren, and there's a public concert coming up on Saturday, March 18th. That's at 7 p.m. at Lincoln High School in Thief River, and everyone's welcome to attend. Now, if you would, Tim, describe the kind of music that this group brings from China.
Okay. The amazing thing is, the first time I heard the group, 11 years ago, was it just feels so familiar, this music, although it comes from so far away. They play these stringed instruments called horsehead fiddles, which is like, they're like beautiful cellos.
Mm-hmm.
And they play them like they're wild, like they're riding on horseback. I mean, people, you really do get a sense of horses stampeding through the concert hall at times. And other moments, it's incredibly moving and beautiful as they sing about the grasslands, which of course are so close to the prairies, which you have here in America. And you will also be amazed by throat singing. I mean, they do incredible throat singing, where one person sings with 2 notes at the same time, and that's kind of incorporated into the ensemble work and the band. And yesterday we were at a school, and a middle school, and they just rocked the music. They loved it. They were going crazy.
Sure.
They couldn't keep their feet still. And it really gets your feet tapping, really gets you going.
So the origin of this music is from China?
Well, the origin of the music is they're Mongolians, and the Mongolians are nomads. And in actual fact, we believe that a lot of the Native Americans originated from the nomads in Central Asia. And so they occupied a large area of Central Asia. They kind of predate where countries existed, if you like. So they've ended up being in Russia, in a country called Mongolia, but also all through across the north of China and Inner Mongolia, where today the biggest group of Mongolians live there. There's 5 million that live in the north of China. So they originate from Central Asia, if you can imagine that part, from China and the north of China up to Lake Baikal.
As they perform, Tim, how are they dressed?
They normally wear, for the concerts, they wear traditional Mongolian costumes, which are beautiful. The workshops are kind of wear a mix of like modern day and Mongolian clothes, which is what the Mongolians do, and they have beautiful hats, which obviously adds to the interest of the concert.
What kind of feedback have you heard as you tour the U.S. now? You're in Minnesota, your final stop on your Upper Midwest tour. What kind of feedback do you hear from the students?
Just great. And what we always love is, they often come in, you know, especially older students can be like, they're maybe a bit cruel and think, hey, why are teachers getting us to come listen to this boring music kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And we think, oh, just you wait. And then those students, by the end, we have standing ovations. They go crazy.
Yeah,
they absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And we often, when come to the concert on Saturday night, it's fabulous because we meet all these students who are going, wow, this is amazing. I got my parents down here. Assis is fantastic. And these, a lot of them, I recognize them as being ones I saw them because the workshops we do, I introduce them. So I spot the ones in the audience who are looking a bit cool and bored. And by the end, they're, wow, amazing, amazing. So we've had a fantastic reception. And people have looked after so well.
Well, I wish we had more time, Tim. It's flying by here. If you want to find out more about this group from Inner Mongolia, they do have a website. I'll spell it out for you. It's A-N as in Nicholas, D as in doctor, A-union.com. A-N-D-A-U-N-I-O-N.com. Are there CDs available, Tim, at this public performance on Saturday?
Yeah, we've got two studio CDs available. We've also got a documentary feature film, which takes you to meet their families all across northern China and learn about the music, and there's concert footage on that. And there's lots on YouTube, too. If you search Andy Union on YouTube, you'll find lots of fantastic videos with the band. It'll be a good idea.
Well, wonderful. Again, welcome to Minnesota. We're having warmer weather than we've had recently, so you're you're not encountering the bitter cold we've had, yes. But again, they're performing. This is Onda Union, and their manager, Tim Pierce, will be in the area all week at area schools in Thief River and Warren. And they're having a public performance, a concert on Saturday. That's March 18th, 7 p.m. at Lincoln High School in Thief River. And the ticket cost, very, very cheap, only $5 for entry. And bring the entire family, grandma and grandpa, mom and dad, brothers and sisters, and your friends to Lincoln High School on Saturday. And lots of great music and color and costume and heritage, which is important, exposure to other culture and other music. And speaking of their music, here's a sample of Onda Union. You'll hear them live on stage at Lincoln High School in Thief River Saturday night, this Saturday at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $5 at the door. Union in residency all week in Northwest Minnesota and performing on stage live this Saturday, 7 p.m. at Lincoln High School. Again, tickets only $5. Talented people. Tim, thank you so very much for joining us on Pioneer 90.1.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
That's Tim Pierce and Onda Union once again appearing on stage Saturday, March 18th, 7 p.m. at Lincoln High School in Thief River. Everyone's welcome to attend. And that's our update. Contact the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council if you have questions or want to find out more. Their website, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. Their contact phone number in Warren, Minnesota, area code 218-745-9111. Our update here on Pioneer every Tuesday just after 3 on Pioneer 90.1.